lifting up his eyes then, seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." Then one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." I pray that all of our attention is a little more than usual on a day that an hour is robbed from us. So please pray for attention and not despising of God's word. The crowd on the mountainside was as weak as the Israelites in the wilderness as they made their way on in Exodus. The 5,000 couldn't journey any further without food. They couldn't make it home without fainting on the way. Was Jesus really not aware of what was happening? Why does he let them follow him so blindly for 3 days, so caught up in his word that they forget about the very necessities of life? The answer is that he drew them out on purpose. The suffering, the pain, the fear certainly come as part of being in this fallen world. But the Lord uses it, nonetheless, to their advantage in his mercy toward them. He drew them out to a hopeless point. There, in the hopeless situation, he provided for them. He taught them that there was only one place to look for sustenance. He demonstrated that he is the hope for the hopeless. And thus, in suffering, you learn. Yet here on the mountainside of your lives, with grumbling stomachs and unsatisfied grumbling mouths, just like the Israelites, the pull of the flesh is so strong. Depression or unsatisfaction is so intense that your bones ache within you. And sadly, irreverent questions occasionally arise from your hearts to your lips, or at least to your thoughts. "So what, God?" is a prideful response. "So what if you performed miracles and taught great things? So what if the future So there you are, finding yourselves continually pondering, continually doubting. How many times have you stood like Philip and said, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient? Essentially saying, there's no hope. Or how many times have you stood with Andrew and said, there's a boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? He has saying, it's impossible, Lord. These doubtful thoughts happen. In the mire of this valley of tears, you'll find yourselves thinking, while I believe all of what your word says about you, in the black curtain of depression and despair and frustration descends around me, cutting me off from loved ones and goodly things. It all seems irrelevant, your word. Oh, you who conquered sin and death, can you not too conquer my pain? Well, then why haven't you? You're sad, lonely, friends in Christ Jesus. The impossible things, the insurmountable obstacles, the historical roadblocks that have stopped mere mortals, these things are nothing to God. For Him, all things are possible. He has, He can, and He does conquer. From the ashes rose the mythical phoenix back to life. Yet so much more, from the grave rose our Lord Jesus Christ. It is no myth. It is truth. And from the most insignificant of circumstances, from the smallest number of resources, from weakness and humility even, from death itself, He grants the greatest gifts. And in the midst of all of your teary lives, your cry of frustration goes forth. And what does the Lord say? Sit down. That's what He said to the 5,000 on the mountainside of the miraculous feeding. He had the people sit. And that is what He says to you. He says, sit down. Sit down and listen. Sit down and receive. You will be provided for in His own way and in His own time. He will provide. He came to save you, and not only for the hereafter, but also for the here and now. He looked upon the 5,000 men plus women and children who had come to hear Him, and He had compassion upon them. They sat down and He took care of them. Through that assembly, He looked through the ages of time down through the centuries upon all of His beloved children. He sees your sorrow and grief. He hears you cry, Lord, I hurt. This is how He replies. I know they hurt me too. But my Father did not leave me in the grave. He delivered me from the depths of hell. So too will I deliver you. answer to your prayers. It is not that they are not the least of things that they give you, but neither does it always satisfy the cravings of your flesh. He knows what is best. Often his actions fail to make sense to you, but you know that he gives abundantly according to what is good and what you can handle. Notice that he did not feed the 5,000 with merely enough rations to ensure that they did not perish there on the hillside, or even just enough to get them all home again. But he gave so much that each person ate until he was filled. And still, there were 12 overflowing baskets left over. Where God bestows his gifts, human vessels are filled to overflowing. You cannot contain it. The grace of God is bigger than your need. The victory over sin, death, and hell is complete. It has been announced in the resurrection. Soon you too shall pass through this veil of tears and enter into your heavenly home. And for the time being, there is only one way to fight, one way to press on to travel through this wilderness. It is by the way of the heavenly manna that he so lavishly bestows. It is by way of his word and sacraments, by way of his grace and providence. It is by way of the cross, the way of Christ crucified for you. His means of grace may not cure all of your doubts, but they will give you strength to carry on, to believe in the face of trouble. They will keep you from fainting on the way. They will lead you to your destination, and the cross is traded for a crown. To the place where there are no tears, no regrets, no shame, no fear, no guilt, no loneliness, no depression, because there is no more sin. Sit down and be taken care of, be sustained, be nursed by God through his church. Hear his word, for it will restore you. His word will feed you exactly what you need, even more than what is needed will be given. Sit and have your souls nourished by the consoling means of grace, for your souls will live another day, so that they will live for eternity. Take and eat his food. He gives nothing less than himself, the bread of life. He is flesh for souls conflicted and suffering under crosses. To those who are weary and heavy laden, cometh heavenly food, miraculous love, strength for the journey. Your cup overflows, for through the cross, through Christ crucified, God reveals that he